Okay, so we started Mishnah Hay yesterday. So again, Mishnah Hay, just in this simple reading, the Mishnah talks about many different things. But the way the commander is going to learn is that the general theme of the Mishnah is discussing one yisoid, which is in order for the Ribbono Shel Olam to give hashpa'ahs to a person, not only do they have to earn it, but the Ribbono Shel Olam also has to be confident that once you receive it, it's not going to be hijacked and used by negative forces that might be connected to the person. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gives, and the Ribbono Shel Olam has to have confidence that that chef is going to be protected. So what does that mean? So that's where we're going to see a number of examples by the Kamarna. Basically, the in order to ensure that the hashpah is protected and is not going to be chas v'shalom be used as a source of energy for the other side, is that the person has to receive it and has to maintain, even after receiving it, a sense of humility, a sense of vittel, a sense of anivas, a sense of poverty, a sense of anias. And so that's going to mean different things in different areas. So for example, the first thing we saw yesterday was that, again, let's just read the words again. Again, the Mishnah said, you aniyam b'nei beischa. So he said like this, Umran hari pirish, again, the second line over there, this is the Arizal is mefarish, that you beischa, your home, means that Shechina Kedosh means the Shechina in your life, yipesuch. You want to make sure that the Shechina, that Hashem is happy and willing to be mashpia. Lashpil chakolish bais barachava. How are you zaycha to that? So alidei masecha tovim. Obviously, you have to do good deeds and mitzvahs and so on in order to reserve that hashpa. Ki masecha tovim through your good deeds tavricha klipas v'tachni asarim. You're going to remove all the negative klipas and negative influences from your life, so you allow the chef to come. Shleinoku miziv shiva v'hador, in order to make sure that they don't suck energy off of that hashef, off that shefa that it comes. But it's not just enough to make sure that that happens to allow the shefa to initially come. You have to maintain that posture of protection in order to make sure the shefa remains. The yaniyim b'nei beischa, and what is that? How does that happen? That even after your bias is pesuch l'ravacha, that's what the commander is teaching. And he's yi beischa pesuch l'ravacha. The shechina should be open, and there should be a shefa flowing into your life, and that's through your ma'asim tovim and your mitzvahs. Fine, but once it happens, you've been aniyim b'nei beischa. You then have to conduct yourself vis-a-vis that shefa. Ki'ilu, you're still an ani, as if you're still poor. The aniyim b'nei beischa shel yisrael lufnei ha'umos lufnei rishayim, not to present yourself to the goyim or to rishayim, el aniyim. Only you should only present yourself as if you're poor. The Ozi Kabla Shefa Mashkina Barchava, and then you could receive the Shefa from the Shechina with Archava. The Yalvi Kabla Shefa Archava, you'd be able to ascend and to receive that Shefa because of your tzchusim. Ukashi Yerdu, you can imbaster, but then when you descend with that Shefa, you don't flaunt it.
What's the in this chair, what's the first part of Mishnah says
I'm not sure. He doesn't really explain exactly, but yu'aniyim b'nei beischa is more of like how you're posturing. How do you present yourself? You know, now that the hashpah is open and it's coming, it's the result of that. It's like, what do you do with that now? So again, you don't have this on the bottom, but they quote on the bottom from the Kamarna in the Siv Mitzvah Secha. So he has a lashon over there. Again, you don't have this, but you should listen. From Hashem, from the Shechina, we can derive a principle. Shagam ha'adam kishu bein rishayim, when a person is amongst rishayim, oz, then he quotes from the Zohar, zaka yuman da'azir garmi, praiseworthy is a person who makes himself small. When you're in the presence of rishayim, praiseworthy is a person who makes himself small. Mashal, it gives a mashal. L'soich, let's say you have a merchant. Sheyesh b'yad levarim tovis, he's a diamond dealer and he has very precious jewels. If he's in a bad neighborhood and he's amongst the people that might rob him, then if someone asks him, what is that? It's just, you know, it's fake. It's glass. It's cube zirconium, right? It's not real, right? It is, but you don't want to flaunt it because it's dangerous. So kach tzadikim b'olam hazeh machniim atzmam b'fnei rishonim. Okay. So I mentioned the end last time. Does this mean physically that you're like physically like in the mashal, like hide your jewels? You know, is that, or does he mean more internally? The answer is both. I mean, the answer is both. We're going to see as he continues on in the Mishnah that certainly internally, that's for sure. You know, if a person holds themselves as if king of the world, you know, and you're hiding your diamonds from the Goyim and from the Rishayim, okay, that's good. But there's two things going on over here. Again, there's practically, like, let's say in that mashal, right? The guy's walking through the bad neighborhood and he's not flaunting the fact that he has jewels, right? And he's if someone asks him, he says it's all fake, whatever it is. There's two concerns. One concern is that he doesn't want this guy to rob him. So obviously that he has to protect himself practically. But everything that you see in life is always an indication of something going on the inside. It means in Pnimius, he also has to make sure that the Yetzirah and the Sitrach or the other side doesn't siphon energy off of the Hashba that he has in his life. And that comes with an internal sense of humility. So if a person always holds themselves as an Ani internally, then that protects them from any concern of pickpocketing internally. At the same time, he also means Kipshutai did it, and he's Magish in front of Goyim, in front of Rishayim. So that's common sense, you know, it's common sense. We have I'm not going into this now, but we have we live on such a different planet than Goyim that we have a tendency of making our little ghettos, you know, and Kielu, the world around us doesn't exist and the world around us doesn't know what's going on. It's not really true. So a person has to have seichel. And we have to understand that we're talking Gullus and we make our little ghettos, Ki'ilu, you know, everyone around here, we all get it. Okay, but we're not all, it's not all Inzera, you know what I mean? Like, we're living amongst the non-Jews. So that person has to have seichel with how they operate practically because of that. But again, the Hadgosha, the Kamarna is again a more on a pneumistic level, that the physical modesty that a person has to take upon themselves dealing with being amongst the Goyim, it should be a reflection of an internal modesty that a person feels no matter what the situation is. That a person should hold themselves as an Ani. You should hold yourself as someone that needs constant help from the Rabbanu Shalom, which is always true. And that external modesty and not opposite of flaunting, you know, whatever the word is. Is there a word of opposite of flaunting? I don't know. The opposite of one thing that the person does on the outside should be a reflection of an inner modesty that they go with. Humility, that's where it comes from. Like walls, you walled in.
Mishalayim, it says this. Mishalayim, yeah. Mishalayim, even in good places, of course, in bad places, but even
in good places, yeah, 100%. Gullus is everywhere. Again, it's only a natural thing for us to want to pretend as if we're by ourselves. Because it's to realize that we're not is unsettling, but we're not. There's no real ghetto walls. You know, the five towns is not
it's a
ghetto.
Real fine line between being like honored and like them getting mixed in with the other side also.
Well, you know, the main thing a person should work on more is the internal sense of humility and sense of. It's humility / helplessness. Like, really, like we're mamish helpless and we have nothing and everything is given to us as a gift. When you work on that internally, then the external negotiating externally between being yourself and being a little bit more, humble and shy about one's blessings, it'll come more naturally how to navigate that, as long as the internal compass, if internally a person is humble and holds themselves as an Ani, then externally they'll figure out how to navigate that. If internally the person's king of the world, you know what I mean, then it's taka very difficult to be on the outside and to figure out how to, like, so how many I'll give an example. If no one does this, I'll just, not to be offended, how many gargoyles should I have in front of my house, you know what I'm saying, like is six too many? Or maybe I should just do four. You know what I mean? none of us have gargoyles, that's why you don't should be offended. But that type of musig. So if you're not, if internally you hold yourself as someone that deserves 15 gargoyles in front of your home, then it's going to be very hard to navigate how many should I do and what's normal, and you're going to call your Rav and make him crazy about how many gargoyles. The answer is, if within yourself you hold yourself as an aniv evyon, you'll figure it out. Then you'll put the amount of gargoyles that your wife wants, and maybe a little bit less than she wants, and it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So, that's but it's more of an internal
thing. In that context, what does it mean that you're...
You know what a gargoyle is? Am I dating myself? Yeah? No, okay, no, okay, fine. Yeah.
In that context...
Yeah, okay.
You hit basically a historical rebuff on that. What does that mean?
Meaning, that's what he said. You basically a rebuff. Do everything you can in order to bring Shef into your life. The Shekhinah should be open for business. Through your mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim, but when the shefa comes, you have to hold yourself as if an ani, in order to make sure that the shefa continues and it's healthy. That's how he's touching. Well, then we'll just go on for a few more minutes. So he says. Then the next line of the Mishnah was val tar b'sicha me'isha, right? Not to speak too much with the woman, with one's wife. Again, simple pshat, unrelated, like completely new idea. So he says like this, Val tarbe, don't, tarbe means in volume, not to speak a lot, but it also means like qualitatively. You know, it's Al tarbe ledaber gevahis. Don't speak a big, don't talk a big game. Don't speak a big game. In other words, so he says like this, when, be'eshaata oime b'tfila, when you're davening, b'shvichas nefesh, with pouring out your soul, hanikris ishtoi, right? Hashem Safasai Tiftach Ufi Yagit Yosach as Rosh Tevis Ishtai. Right? So brought down this term. So Ishtai is always a code for davening. Ishtai is a code for davening. Altar besicha im ha'isha. Don't talk big when you're davening. You know, davening is supposed to be humble, poshit, and all of a sudden you're coming to daven with kilu. What would that say? So he gives examples. El tespal b'achna. Daven with humility, ubalachash and quietly, ubispashtas ayin mamish with a sense of nothingness. Hashem sefasei tiftach ufi. Again, that's the Rosh Tevis Ishtai. Kaani bepesach, like an ani that's knocking on the door. So we. So there's a number of examples of what it means. What does this mean? Like, what's the alternative? What does it mean to speak big by davening? So he hints to it over here a little bit when he said that to daven quietly. This is something that the Kamarna mentions in other places too. In Nesiv Mitzvasechi, he talks about this more at length, that to daven quietly. What does it mean, daven quietly? So again, there's different Messiahs and different Hagim, like, you know, but from where the Kamarna was coming from, by his place, the minig was to daven quietly. Maybe so the zimmer to be allowed, whatever it is, but and if a person, you know, in the whole shul, everyone is like the minig hamakom, but so to speak, is like to be quiet, and all of a sudden, you're standing up on a chair and making a lot. It's like, okay, you have to check. Is that coming from?
Oops.
Where is that coming from? No, I'm saying you have to understand, like, where is it coming from? You have to check yourself. The person has to know, like, where is it coming from? Is it coming because I want to be noticed? Or is it coming because this is an extension, an expression of my real honest tefillah? If it's, but a person has to know. It's not a pashut zach. You have to know. Is it coming from a place of wanting to be noticed? That's not bittul. A person has to. So he says al tada al tarbe again al tarbe sichemisha. When you're davening specifically, al tarbe. Don't make yourself big. You have to make yourself small. The ishta yomru. And said the Mishnah, this is true for your own wife. In other words, Lamisha Zachli is Baila de Matronisa Kamoisha Rabbeinu. This is true even for someone who's like the Balabas in davening, like a Moshe Rabbeinu, literally. He says, Asher Ziv, next page, Asher Ziv Hashchina Imai Pan Mepanim. So it's like, if Ishtai means like davening, so like Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem face to face. Like, so Moshe Rabbeinu, if there's anyone that could be overly confident in talking to Hashem, is Moshe Rabbeinu. And afal pikein al tar besichem im isha, don't speak big and go with humility and really really hachna, even if your relationship to davening is one of like a husband and wife, which is like Moshe Rabbeinu. Afalpikin yorim bachano b'shiflis. Still, you should daven with hachno, with humility and shiflis. V'yispal k'oni b'lachash, and to speak and to daven like an oni quietly. Kalvacharim be'eshes chaveris. Certainly, with someone else's wife. In other words, l'misha ami beside acharayim v'katnas. Certainly, if you're not Moshe Rabbeinu and you're holding by achar b'achar and katnas anyway, shesarach l'spal b'achno yisir b'lachash. Then you have to daven with achno. With Achna Yisera and so on.
It sounds like he's more being under the machmir, not so much about. I mean, the whole flow doesn't.
No, of course, it's an internal zach. But the point is that
it's not about the simon of like other people's use.
No, it has nothing to do with other people. No, the point is within the person themselves. Is the person davening with a sense of bittul and a sense of humility, or is it mixed up with look at me, I'm a big tzaddik, you know, like that's. No, you're talking to Hashem, but that's stupidity to say that to Hashem. But I'm saying, but even themselves, person feels like, okay, there's a part of themselves that wants everyone to think that they're a tzaddik, or think themselves, like, whatever.
So that's just more similar than the actual issue with the content.
Yeah, the point is that. What?
It's a content thing, like, well, what you're saying to him, what you're asking Hashem.
No, it's not. But the point is, who are you? What are you coming with Hachna? You're saying, again. There's different madrigas. Let's go. I guess we could break it down, right? What you should not do is say, Hashem, please give me a parnasa because I am tzaddik yisod olam. That we all agree should not be said. Okay. You shouldn't think that either. You shouldn't think that either. And then there's saying, Rabbanu Shalom, give me a parnasa because I'm amish, helpless, I have nothing. But you're saying that like in a way that like an ego thing. Like, I want everyone to look at me. I am so butthole. That's Baal Par, right? Yeah. The Kamari, what's Baal Par? Baal Par is an avodah zarah of making yourself nothing. It's an avodah zarah of humility. What was Baal Par, right? To defecate, to go to the bathroom on Baal Par. What type of avodah zarah is that? The answer is it's making oneself mevuzadik. Look at me. I'm mevazah myself. That's the opposite of hachna. It's a subtle zach. It's a subtle zach.
Is this something like what we said earlier about where you don't say like, oh, I deserve this because I did X, Y, Z also, no? Like, I did these mitzvahs, so therefore I...
Yeah, you shouldn't say. The person shouldn't think like that.
Right.
Person shouldn't think like that. You go with hachna b'shiflus. You go with hachna b'shiflus. Huh? Yeah, that's the posture of davening. The posture of davening is davena melech, which is nothing. The person doesn't deserve anything. So again, this doesn't take away simcha. This doesn't take away hislavas, but it means that my simcha, my hislavas, my avoid is not to get attention. It's not because I'm a tzaddik, and it's not in order to get attention from people. It's because this is how my dveikus is expressing itself. But it's. You know, would you do this? Would you do it if no one was watching? You know? But a person has to check oneself.
It's the overarching that, like, ego division of that. So as things are evolving,
nothing changes.
Your life, there's no real change.
Exactly, that's the theme of the Mishnah. You are an ani from the beginning to the end. What was David? Right, the name David, mm-hmm. It's from Dalid Vav Dalid, right? Dalid means poor, Vav means a lot of Shefa, and Dalid at the end, he's still poor. That's David. That's tefillah. That's what a person should do. Vav means and, right? So it means a lot, right? Okay, let's just go. Mamash, 2 more minutes. Mikan omru kol hamarbe. That's the Mishnah ends off. That anyone that it's marbe sicha meisha. That the Mishnah said that kolz man shod marbe sicha meisha. So if you increase talking to one's wife, then gurmer latzmai, then you cause negative things to yourself. Bottom of divrei Torah of sefer Yerush Gehenim. So he says, Mekan Omru, he's teaching, Kol Amarba, Shemadabar HaTfila B'Gavus, a person talks in davening a big, with Gaiva, U'Bekol Ram, U'Bilti Hachno, without humility, Garim Rol Atzmai, then you're causing negativity to yourself, Sh'achar HaTfila Nechezes B'Yaklipa. After davening, you put in a good davening. But after davening, the klipas are going to be attached to you. The Kas U'Besharmi Disrois. Well, maybe we'll speak about this next time, but... the Kamarna quotes this very often from the Baal Shem Tov that if a person puts in a good davening, very often you'll notice, a person shouldn't notice this, but sometimes it happens that after davening you have a shorter temper. And the reason for that is because you put in a gadavan, there's a lot of ashpa that came to your life, but lamaisa, the klipas are connected, and they're siphoning that energy, and that's what's giving you a short temper. So there's etzes about how to deal with that. But he says, but the best cure is prevention. So if you daven with hachna, then even after the vav, right, of hashpa comes, you're still a dalit. Then you're hiding the jewels from the listim. Then
exactly
they're not
where you started. You're still a dalit.
Exactly. And now that's how you go through the bad neighborhood with the diamonds on you without being concerned. It's deeper than ayin hara. It's more than ayin hara. Ubatul divrei Torah, and a person is become batul from divrei Torah. Kein tzadik baretz, they namam la'atzma feel tzadik gamar. Right, everyone. There's no such thing as a perfect person, so everyone has some issues like this. Lachin has skula. In other words, what he's saying is that it's inevitable for a person to make this mistake. So in other words, as much as you can, there's going to be some level of gaiva. A person is ain't talik bar seshes. Everyone is. There's no one that's perfect. Meaning, so therefore, you have to know a strategy about how to handle the reality, which is that after all the effort that you can put in to minimize the gaiva and to make yourself humble, there's always going to be some. So what do? V'lachein haskula shliyisachzubay v'yisgarubay klipas achar tefillah. The main skula to make sure that after davening, the klipas don't, whatever level of klipa you can't get rid of, it shouldn't attach itself and draw energy off of your davening, shayilme tar b'achna l'shma, that after davening you should learn. When you learn tar l'shma as much as possible, with humility, tar has a way of protecting. We'll speak about that maybe next time because Marma will tell us about it. Huh? Yeah. So that's it's the same idea. But because of this, but again, we're describing someone who's not in the program. So he's mamish, like, leaning into his gaiva. When he's leaning into his gaiva, he's mar besicha me'isha. So what happens? So he's batal medivrei Torah because he doesn't think he needs it. And then eventually he falls into Gehenim. Why? What's Gehenim over here? Gehenim is the anger and the temper that he's going to feel after davening. Okay, so that's the mouth. So again, the goal is you go into davening with a dalad, you get a lot of hashpa by davening, that's a vav, but you come out the other end with a dalad. But you know that ultimately it's not going to be so possible to be 100% a dalit at the end of davening. So there's always going to be a little bit epis something of gaiva. So what do you do? So you have to have an extra protection. What's the extra protection? You learn after davening. When you learn after davening, even for a little bit, that creates a shmira. But if a person is on this program and goes to davening without being trying to remain a dalit, and he just builds up his own sense of ego, then that's what the Mishnah says. Then he's mar besicha meisha. He's talking very, very big things by davening. He's building up his ego. Goyim rolatzmai, which causes a terrible achiza, a terrible grabbing of the sitra achra in this guy's life. Ubatun devrei Torah. He doesn't think he needs the protection of Torah after davening. The sof yoresh ganim, and he's going to go home, and he's going to start fighting with his wife and his kids, and he's going to be in a bad mood, and the whole day is going to be ruined. Why? Because he had a good davening. It's because he had a good davening, but he didn't protect the hashpa with humility. He didn't protect it with humility, and he didn't double seal it with Torah. You don't do that, then it's Safir Shkan. So, Bez Hashem, we all hold that we're nothing, we know that we're nothing, and we put in a good davening, and we learn. Bez Hashem, we should have a good day. Okay? Oh,